There is no life here. Do not eat of the tree.
I recited the incantation, carved open my skin, exposing bones prematurely, calling them beautiful. Excavated them, offered each one to the ancestors, built an altar, buried them in the earth. But you cannot cultivate a garden with dead things, poisoned things. It is impossible to run from your bones.
Do not eat of the tree. You do not want this knowledge.
I was drowning in my own hatred long before you told me to jump in. I have seen its depths, still searching for a floor I know is not there, nor is there a shore here in this abyss. Sometimes hatred sounds like healing when the throat speaks fresh pain. I have calculated how many steps away madness is, only to find the answer in my own reflection. It is impossible to see someone other than yourself when your bones are naked.
You do not want this knowledge. It is dark outside the garden.
You will not want to know the truth of things. Stay believing the scars are sacred. Let them retain their holiness. Your eyes are less blue now, more of a gray, she says. I chuckle to myself. I always wanted gray eyes. Foolish to assume they were without a price. You cannot cover the bones once believed beautiful, unprepared tongue, reckless body, bare now. You wanted out. You wanted to be heard. You wanted this, to see what the light would show. You tore through the madness, gorged every vein like fruit, guided the gate open with ripped palms, blood cascading outward into seas with no shores, only to find mirrors, splintered mirrors, bones, and dead earth. For it is impossible to outswim an ocean of your own blood.
It is dark outside the garden. There is no life here.